Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Unbreakable Aesthetics Podcast. It's been quite a long time since I've done this. We are at Monday. What's the date here? July 20th, 2020. And I'm just hopping on here to record a relatively quick episode and a relatively off-the-cuff episode. Just as an update on where things are and get back in touch with those who listen and hopefully get some thoughts out of my head and provide some value for everybody. So, well, 2020, especially in Newfoundland, has been quite the year. However, it's definitely quite the year all over the world, considering we're dealing with a global pandemic, which has affected things tremendously in many, many different ways and has affected people in many, many different ways. It's affected me in that I work from home now, at least until the end of this month, but I have been since about mid-March. Obviously, travel is a big part of my life. That's completely halted. Gyms were closed, which was an interesting development. Other than that, you know, I think the biggest thing for me personally, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts, is that it seemed to be the things that I did previously to COVID-19, the things that I did for fun or for decompression or pleasure, kind of turned into stressors and to stressful situations. Like, I used to like to go to the grocery store every single day as a way to almost decompress. And I was someone who would also have a lot of food already at home, but pick up something to make that night pretty well every day. I'd go to the gym, then I'd go to the grocery store, come home, cook food, go to bed. It's just my routine. That obviously the grocery store itself has been a place of high anxiety for lots of people. The gym shut down, and now that it's even reopened, three or four months later, it's still, you know, not the best place to be. It's still kind of stressful, and an adjustment for sure. Concerts are a major stress relief for me. They're out. Sports, another major stress relief for me. They're out. So it's interesting. You kind of just spend a lot of time with yourself and do a lot of self-thought, self-reflecting, and I'm a bit of an overthinker and anxious thinker anyway, so it has its pros and cons for sure. That being said, you focus on different things, you kind of adjust your mentality and your lifestyle, and you adapt. That's what humans do. We're very, very good at adapting generally, and it's a good skill to have. That being said, there's obviously some challenges. One of the highlights of quarantine or over the last, you know, technically, I guess we're not in quarantine now where I am. I'm not sure where it's like where you are, but in Newfoundland, we've done very well. And in Canada, in general, we've done very, very well with containing this virus. Obviously, it doesn't go without sacrifice, and that doesn't say that there hasn't been a tremendous amount of hardship, and whether it's economic hardship, personal hardship, mental health really, really had playing, you know, a major factor into a lot of people's lives. It definitely has, and there's been a lot of sad outcomes with this, but Canada overall has done very well. In Newfoundland, where we are an island in the middle of the North Atlantic, we were once our own country because we're not that close to really anything. We've done well with this, I must say. We've done well with this. So gyms are open for the most part. That being said, I'd be naive to say that a lot of people have gone back to their normal routine. A lot of people have. a lot of people aren't comfortable to do so. And a lot of people also are like, oh, wow, I really like working out at home. It's convenient. I don't need to pay a membership. I don't need to drive. I don't need to deal with how many sets do you have left, man. I don't need to deal with other people at all. I don't need to deal with time constraints. I don't need to deal with equipment availability. I have what I have and I work with what I have. Lots of pros. Lots of benefits of working out at home. Personally, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it as much as I have because I was lucky enough last year. I made a completely random impulse purchase and bought 2 35-pound kettlebells, 2 40-pound kettlebells, 1 45-pound and 1 55-pound kettlebell. Other than that, I have 2 adjustable dumbbells to 45 pounds, a bench, some bands, a weighted vest. The bench is really shitty, I might add. Like a storage trunk thing that can be used for split squats or anything flat for flat pressing. Pull up bar, a couple chairs for dips, TRX, some different like push-up implements, that kind of thing. I feel like I'm missing, you know, I'll have a Bob combat bag. And other than that, there's a great outdoors for cardio, whether it's running, walking, mountain biking, hiking, kayaking. The list goes on. I've been doing a lot of all of those things, other than the kayaking, because the kayaks are a couple hours away. But other than that, you know, we are lucky. It is summertime. It's a great thing to get outside and enjoy it while you can. But those are the things that I've been working with. Obviously, it's not a full gym setup. It's definitely a lot less minimalist than what some people are dealing with. Some people just have bands, or some people just have their body weight. However, it's been fun. I've done a lot of kettlebell work that I've never done before. Definitely see a difference in cardiovascular output and endurance, and I also see a difference in shoulder size, maybe even chest size. A lot of kettlebell work, a lot of overhead work. Shoulder health has been good. Flexibility and mobility, all been great. But we're not about me today. We don't listen to a podcast just to listen to me talk about myself. I'm here to give something back to you guys. So, on a side note, I just took a sip. I've been drinking a lot of French press coffee. I've basically eliminated the Keurig machine. And that's where it's just me. It's just, you know, 2-3 cups of coffee. And the French press has been a great experience, I must say, if you're into coffee. There's an AeroPress. There's some other fancy, crazy things. I'd be intrigued to know, like, what my next play is. Do I continue with the French press, or do I divert and go a different, more hipster route? Anyway, the point of this episode, the title of this episode, 3 principles to help you have success for working out at home, to set you up for the best success for working out at home. What are they? We all kind of like working out at home for the most part, but these are 3 things that I've thought about and that I've learned over the past 3 months of previously being a gym rat to the nth degree. I'm not saying that I'm like a gym bro, if you want to put me in a demographic, but I would say that I love the gym. I sometimes go twice a day. I have never done a bodybuilding show, but I may spend as much time at the gym as some bodybuilders. Not 6 hours a day, 3 hours a day, but I could spend 3 hours a day at the gym. But when that wasn't an option, here's 3 things that I learned. Number one, weight is weight. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is No matter what you're doing at home, whether you have your body weight, you have a backpack with rice in it, I don't know, whether you have a full home gym, whether you have dumbbells, bands, what have you, weight is weight. Your body does not know the difference. The only thing that your body knows is resistance. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but you cannot hammer this home enough. Weight is weight. So machines in the gym and implements and equipment in the gym just make it more convenient and easier to target certain muscle groups. When you knock it down to the basics, that's really it. A leg extension targets the shit out of your quads. It isolates certain muscles in your legs, in your quad muscles specifically, and isolates those muscles so you are working those muscles. A front squat also targets the same muscles. However, there's a lot more working with that, which means you arguably burn more calories and it's more beneficial to you overall. But a front squat with a barbell and a front squat with a bag of rice or a kettlebell or a backpack or a weighted vest or a lead pipe is the same thing. So what we have to remember is weight is weight, and we can get the job done with anything. We just need to be creative. We just need to look for little implements that we can use to our advantage in either playing with angles, whether you put your feet on blocks or, books just to target your quads a little bit more, or we slow the repetitions down on the lowering and the, exploding to the top. I'm not going to get techie with the terms here, but we just have to understand that weight is weight. And now that we know that, we need to implement what a lot of people kind of throw these out there, and they break it down, and there's some that everybody can universally agree on, there's some that aren't. Here's my version of the 6 foundational movement patterns, and I got a 7th bonus one for you. You got your squat, front squat, back squat, Cossack squat, split squat, pistol squat, just variations. Hip hinge, deadlift focused, Romanian deadlift, stiff-legged Romanian deadlift, single leg deadlift, trap bar deadlift, barbell deadlift, traditional deadlift, from the floor, deficit deadlift. Rack pull, right? All hinging posterior chain dominant movements. You've got your push, whether you're pushing through a push-up or pushing through rings or pushing through a TRX or pushing through a barbell, dumbbell, kettlebell push. Should we throw, maybe we can knock this down to a horizontal and a vertical push. Vertical push, upright your body like a standing overhead press, a kettlebell press, anything pressing above your head would be a vertical push. Anything where you're lying on your back or on an incline bench or a decline bench might be a horizontal push. Same with a pull, a vertical push-pull. A vertical pull would be like a pull-up, a chin-up, a banded chin-up, a banded pull-down, I'm just trying to think of something you might do. So like a lat pull-down, but you could do a lat pull-down with a band attached to something overhead and do it unilaterally, so, or one arm at a time. right? To really drive that elbow. You can't see me, but right now, really drive that elbow into your rib cage and really contract that lat. You have a horizontal pull. Whether that's a banded row from standing or seated. One of my favorite is like a seal row where you're lying on a bench, a vertical bench, the same angle maybe that you might do a vertical incline press. This time your chest, you're basically sitting backwards on the bench and you have two dumbbells in your arms or in your hands outstretched and you're rowing them back. That's another great horizontal pull. You've got a lunge, alternating reverse lunges, forward lunges, jump lunges, great cardio burn. I like to throw in a carry just because I think it's athletic. It's good for the shoulders. You can do carries with dumbbells. You can do carries with bags of rice. It doesn't really matter. You can do double overhead. You can do arms at your side carries. You can do one overhead. You can do a rack carry. There's so many different variations. And my bonus is a twist. I don't think we do enough twisting. And twisting is so crucial in day-to-day life. We are always twisting, doing things. We're never always in like one static plane of motion. In the sagittal plane, we're always moving from side to side. We're twisting to put things into the cupboard, in the groceries, loading things into our car. Twisting to lift boxes, we're always twisting. So it's good to get some like anti-rotation and rotation movements. A good anti-rotation might be a Palaf press with a band for your abs, bracing your core. And you know, a good rotational movement just might be just a chop with a band or a weight stack. So I've really rambled on here, but again, weight is weight. Your body really doesn't know the difference. Gym equipment just makes it quite a bit easier to perform certain exercises. But weight is weight. And remember the six foundational movement patterns: squat, hip hinge, push, pull, lunge, carry. Bonus is a twist. Number two. Control your physical environment. It is very, very, very hard to get the same effective workout and do burpees in the same room that you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians or How I Met Your Mother in, on your couch, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your living room. It's difficult. It is way harder to transform your mind into that mentality that you need to bring to the gym to get results in the same room that you're used to mentally doing other things in. You can do it, and you can really get mentally tough if you're able to do that and effectively get that work in that you need to get in. That is an accomplishment. Congratulations. You are a straight savage. I cannot do that. It is very difficult. My home gym is in the basement. It is cold. It is dark. It is damp. It is grungy, but I love it because when I'm there to get after it and get out. And that's it. You don't have to do anything. So I'm not preaching this as if like you can't achieve results otherwise. But it's just difficult. And if you want to get the most out of it, I think that it's a good idea to section off a place in your house or your condo or whatever, whether it's even a part of your kitchen or a part of your room, that you can just do something a little differently to get you into that zone. So you transport your mind into that zone like you're walking through that turnstile at the gym. Do it. And it'll make a difference in the long run. Because working out at home, that can be tough sometimes. It can be tough to be lying on your couch watching TV and then thinking, fuck, I got to work out. Fuck, I got to do this cardio workout. in my base, or sorry, in my living room. It's tough. So control your physical environment. Do what you can to make your home gym or your workout space a workout space. Lastly, I want to keep this under 25 minutes. Control your mental environment, which goes hand in hand with your physical environment. Your mental environment cannot be optimized if your physical environment is the same as it always is when you're not working out, when you're not getting after it. Especially in a quarantine pandemic situation, the last thing you want to do is surround yourself with negative people and lazy people that are just going to sit at home and wait for this to pass in a way that obviously staying at home and doing the right thing is fucking amazing. And I encourage everybody to do that. We do not want this to continue into 2021. But you need to look at the rest of 2020 and do an audit on your friends, your environment, who you seek advice from, who you spend time with, what you spend time with, what your environment is in your mind, what impacts that, what do you watch on YouTube, what do you watch on Netflix, do you watch the news all the time, do you work out, how do you eat, how do your friends eat, what do you enjoy, what do your friends enjoy? All these questions, I mean, like, you don't need to be cognizant of it to the fact that it drives you nuts. But basically what I'm trying to say is if you're around lazy people during quarantine who just eat chips and sit down and don't really try to improve themselves, then how do you expect to get to the next level? You don't. You don't. How are you going to do it? Unless you're extremely self-motivated, which some people are, and that's amazing. You're not going to get that push you need. I mountain bike. I would say out of, let's say A plus is the best grade and D is your beginner. I would be a B minus. I don't do the super, super techie stuff. And when I do, I go real slow. I used to be a C, maybe even a C minus. Since quarantine, I'm now a B minus, up a full letter grade, because I'm mountain biking with people that are way better than me and push me. When I mountain bike by myself, I still have a lot of fun, but I don't go half as fast and get the same amount of out of it because I'm by myself. I'm not being pushed. I'm not being shown things. I'm not getting better. Now, imagine if it's just you, that's great. That there's a time and place for that. Believe me, I'm an only child. I love doing things by myself. But when it comes to the people that you surround yourself with in a time like this, when things are hard, imagine surrounding yourself not with anybody, but with people that are actually regressing and regressing you. It's just not a good look. It's just not going to get you to the next level. Your mental environment is majorly impacted by the people you spend your time with. And it goes hand in hand with the gym. I'm sorry, it does. There's no way around that. There's tons of great people that don't go to the gym. And I'm not saying that you need to work out or you're not a good person or anything like that. Like, let's dial this back a little bit. But what I'm saying is that regardless of whether or not you're working out, yes, this is a fitness-influenced podcast, but we're also about creating an unbreakable mind here. You're not going to have an unbreakable mind. You're not going to get to the next level in your business, in your career. I know it's the same thing, but with your money, with your relationships, with your love life, with anything, if you're just stagnating, we're going backwards. And in this fast-paced world that we live in, stagnation is basically going backwards. If you're not improving a little bit every day, you're not going to get to where you want to be. You're going to go backwards. People are going to get ahead of you. It's not going to be good. Control your mental environment. Control the thoughts that you put in your head. Control the, you know, the environment that you're in, which I guess is your physical environment, but be cognizant of it. Control the people that you spend your time with. That is the biggest way to make a difference with that. All right, we're over 25. The three principles of getting the most out of your home workouts. Number one, weight is weight. Focus on the six foundational movement patterns. Squat, hip hinge, push, pull, lunge, carry, and a bonus number seven is a twist. Number two, control your physical environment to get the most out of your workouts. You need to create a designated workout area. Doesn't need to be a clanging and banging West Side Barbell home gym. That being said, I would love to make a Bells of Steel gym. Shout out to Bells of Steel. They make some great stuff based out of Calgary, Alberta. I'm just salivating here thinking about what I could actually do with a home gym that had pretty well everything that I use in the gym. The only thing, so, you know, if I put one together, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but the only thing that I would miss and have to find with a plate loaded is a hamstring plate loaded curl and a plate loaded leg extension, which you can just find a bench that has a plate loaded option and do that. It's just not the same though, but regardless, it's possible. It's on the periphery. Stay tuned. Control your physical environment and control your mental environment is number three. The easiest way and the most effective way to do that is audit your life, your social circle, your environment, whether it's what you watch, what you read, what you do. Ask yourself some tough questions. Are you stagnating? Are you getting the most out of your life? If you're not, make the changes. Cut out the negativity and forge ahead. That's all I got for today, guys. Got a little bit cheesy there at the end, but that's it. Kind of got a bit fired up. The coffee's kicking in. Let's do this a little bit more regularly. I've got a beautiful sock on this as a pop filter. Hopefully it makes for a decent sounding podcast. But that's it. Enjoy the home workouts. Enjoy the gym workouts. Let's get through this together. Let's get through the rest of the summer. Let's have some fun outside where we can. Safely with loved ones. And hopefully at the end of the day, we're all going to get through this together. We'll become closer as a society. We'll get reminded, you know, not to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and to slow things down when things get crazy. Hopefully there's a bit more of a work-life balance out of this. And that's all I got for today. I'm not going to ramble on any further. Thanks for listening. We'll talk soon. Enjoy your week. Take care.